Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Deeper Truth. Christmas has arrived. Happy New Year. The Lord has come. And today is Christmas Day 11. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Today is January the 5th, 2023. The Feast of St. John Newman. Patrick and his companions appeared to walk through bolted doors to see the pagan king. Invited to sit down and parley, the pagan priest offered St. Patrick a drink laced with poison. Knowing this, St. Patrick did the sign of the cross over the cup, and immediately the drink went from being hot to ice, except the poison, and dumping out the poison. St. Patrick again blessed the cup, and the drink returned to normal. With everyone watching, the pagan king was converted. St. Francis Xavier, by the sign of the cross, made seawater fresh so that his fellow passengers and the crew could drink it. May we be so empowered by this great faith as we begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Almighty God, who has poured out upon us the new light of your incarnate word, grant that the same light enkindled in our hearts may shine forth in our lives through Jesus Christ our Lord, amen. Lord God, who commanded us to honor our parents, have mercy on the souls of my father and mother. Forgive their sins and let me see them again one day in the joy of the eternal light. For Christ our Lord, amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with the Mass is said throughout the world today. For all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home and within my family, amen. The Memorial of St. John Newman, Bishop. Reading 1, 1 John chapter 3, verse 11 through 21. Beloved, this is the message you have heard from the beginning. We should love one another. Unlike Cain, who belonged to the evil one and slaughtered his brother. Why did he slaughter him? Because his own works were evil, and those of his brother righteous. Do not be amazed then, brothers and sisters, if the world hates you. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love our brothers. Whoever does not love remains in death. Everyone who hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life remaining in him. The way we came to know love was that he laid down his life for us, so we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers. If someone who has worldly means sees a brother in need and refuses him compassion, how can the love of God remain in him? Children, let us love not love not in word or speech, but in deed and truth. Now this is how we shall know that we belong to the truth and reassure our hearts before him in whatever our hearts condemn. For God is greater than our hearts and knows everything. And beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence in God. Responsorial Psalm. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy. Sing joyfully to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful song. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy. Know that the Lord is God. He made us. His we are. His people. The flock he tends. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. his courts with praise. Give thanks to him, bless his name. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy. The Lord is good, the Lord whose kindness endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy. Gospel according to St. John. Jesus decided to go to Galilee, and he found Philip. And Jesus said to him, "Follow me." Now, Philip was from Bethsaida, the town of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and told him, "We have found the one about whom Moses wrote in the law, and also the prophets, Jesus, son of Joseph from Nazareth." But Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come from Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said to him, "Here is a true child of Israel. There is no duplicity in him." Nathanael said to him, "How do you know me?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Before Philip called you, I saw you under the fig tree." Nathanael answered him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered and said to him, "Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than this." And he said to him, "Amen, amen. I say to you, you will see the sky opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And today is the feast of St. John Newman. St. John Newman. Therefore, holy brethren, who share in a heavenly call, consider Jesus, the apostle and high priest of our confession. Hebrews chapter 3, 1. When the Lord calls you, he will open doors that will close, that will seem closed if it be his will. St. John Newman is a classic case. At the time of St. John, there were no openings in the seminaries as they were filled to capacities. Can you picture a time when there were no priest shortage. St. John Newman was born on March 28, 1811, in Bohemia, and was raised in the Holy Faith by his parents, so much so that by 1831, he was already seeking to become a Catholic priest studying at a local seminary. By the time he was 24 years old, he had become fluent speaking six languages, which made him very important as a speaker and missionary. 1835, the Bishop of Bohemia was not taking in new priests, so St. John wrote to other European countries only to find the same problem for him. But he would not be denied. In 1836, St. John traveled to America, hoping to finally receive ordination to the priesthood. He placed his full confidence in God as he arrived in New York with only $1 to his name and the clothes on his back. If God has your calling, it is a matter of time, and soon St. John would run into Bishop John Dorbius of the Society of St. Sulpicius, who saw St. John's potential. 3 weeks later, June 1836, St. John was now called Father Newman. St. John was ordained in New York City, where the old St. Patrick's Cathedral was, and was assigned to work with the many immigrants coming from Germany. The parish assigned reached from Lake Ontario to Pennsylvania. He was quite a sight as he rode his horse. Let's say that St. John was not a born horse rider. He could barely manage to ride the saddle. But it wasn't long before he was beloved by the sick whom he cared for. Riding a horse. I could just see him riding his horse. As an evangelist, he taught catechism to the poor, and he taught leaders to be teachers. He was a great teacher. He established his main headquarters at modern-day Tarawanda, serving the St. John the Baptist Parish, 1836 to 1840. In 1840, St. John, with his bishop's permission, applied to join the Redemptorists and was accepted. In the near future, St. John would serve at St. Alphonsus Church in Peru Township, served as pastor of St. Augustine Church in Maryland, and would eventually become the provincial superior for the United States. On February 10, 1848, Father John Newman became a naturalized citizen in Baltimore, Maryland, continuing his services at St. Alphonsus Church in Baltimore. On February 5, 1852, St. John was appointed Bishop of Philadelphia, organizing a productive Catholic school system. He increased the number of Catholic schools from 2 to 100. As bishop, St. John always maintained his care for the common man, the poor, building up the kingdom of God in their midst. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 20 states, "For the kingdom of God does not consist of talk, but in power." This was St. John's calling as bishop. He was present handling the severe anti-Catholic backlash that began hitting Philadelphia by mobs of Protestants who opposed the Irish-German immigrants. This did not deter Bishop Newman, as every month another parish was being organized, nearly 90 total. The once young man who wanted to serve God as a priest as bishop. He traveled to Rome with 139 other bishops. There were 53 cardinals and thousands of priests who on December 8th witnessed Pope Pius XI solemnly declare and define ex cathedra the dogma of the Immaculate Conception of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Back in the homeland, while visiting a rural parish, the parish priest picked up Bishop Newman with a wagon loaded with manure, giving our fine bishop this occasion to joke. And he said, "Have you ever seen such an entourage for a bishop?" The bishop, with Bishop Newman's gift of languages, he continued to learn Gaelic so well that an Irish woman proclaimed, "Isn't it grand that we have an Irish bishop?" Once, while visiting Germany, St. John was pelted by a heavy rain, soaking him down to the bone. And he told the people at the home he was visiting, "The only way I could change my shoes is by putting the left one in the right foot and the right one on the left foot. This is the only pair I own." On January 5, 1860, St. John Newman was serving his people on the streets of Philadelphia when he collapsed due to a heart attack. He was just 48 years old. He was succeeded by an old friend who was a convert to the Catholic faith, Bishop James Frederick Wood. Pope Benedict XV declared St. Newman as venerable in 1921 and was beatified by Pope Paul VI. John Newman became the first American bishop on June 19, 1977. In the homily on the occasion of Newman's canonization, Pope Paul VI summarized the activity of the new saint. "He was close to the sick. He loved to be with the poor. He was a friend of sinners. And now he is the glory of all immigrants." January 5 is St. Newman's feast day. While I was studying at the School of the Ozarks, 1976-1980, I benefited from the Newman Club, which supports Catholic college students on campus. And so, glory to you, O Lord, in your saints. Glory to you. And great is your holy name. Thank you, Lord. Brother, for your holy Catholic Church.
Whom shall I stand?
If this has been deeper truth, Christmas has arrived. Happy New Year, the Lord has come. And today is Christmas Day 11. Tomorrow is the last day of Christmas, the Feast of the Epiphany. Until then, as we close, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. If you're traveling, be safe. Good day.